Well, first of all, it's great to win today. Really proud of our team. We've kind of been battling along here for a few weeks, and I thought we had a real good 2 weeks of preparation. Not that we did very much last week on the field, but in our meetings and our walkthroughs and just going over the things we went over, I think it helped make us a better team. And then this week of practice, it's probably one of our our best weeks ever in terms of focus, concentration. Everybody really being alert and being on top of it. So, I thought we played hard today. Kansas City's a good football team. You got to give Coach Reed and his staff and that team a lot of credit. They're tough. They're resilient. They're going to battle you all the way to the last minute, last second, which they did today. And I have all the respect in the world for Andy and the Kansas City Chiefs. So. But I thought, we had a good day. We got, again, contributions in all phases of the game. Tom was really, really sharp. Getting the ball in the end zone early was huge. Defensively, our red area defense, was big early in the game. So that was, those were some key stops for us. Danny's punt return, set up a field goal, which ended up making that ended up being some important points. I thought our offensive line did a good job. That's a good front. Tom really had a pretty clean day back there. He did a good job of getting the ball out. The receivers were open. And, just defensively, I thought we could have obviously played better on third down. We had a lot of chances to get off the field, and we just couldn't do it. But at the same time, you got to give credit to Kansas City. They got, they're well coached. They got a good quarterback. They got good receivers. They got a good tight end. So they're not the easiest team to handle there. But that's something we would have liked to have done better today. But that being said, it's great to move on to the AFC Championship game, and it's always an honor to be part of that game. So we're excited about that. We'll look forward to whoever that opponent is, and get to work on them, try to have a good week, and go out there and play our best game next Sunday.
You talked about the offensive line, and Tom wasn't sacked tonight. There were times when he was pressured, but he wasn't sacked. Your assessment of their play in sync to with the receivers and how they got up, and just the overall function of the offense, especially to start as strongly as you did in all.
I think the offensive line did a great job. The receivers did an excellent job of getting open and, getting separation. Tom got the ball out quickly, so all that worked together. In that first drive, they came after us at least three times, maybe four. And, we made plays on all those. We had a third down conversion. Hit James White out in the flat for, an easy 20 yards. Amendola. That was another probably easy 20 yards or something like that, whatever it was. And so they came after us, and that, we hit them pretty good on those. And then that really slowed it down for quite a while. We didn't see a lot of pressure. It was a lot of four-man rush other than when they were in some of their five-down looks. But that was, relatively easy to identify. So we didn't see, after that first drive, a whole lot of pressure. But I thought that, again, those are good pass rushers, on the edge there, Holly and Ford, Houston when he played, big guys inside. So I thought we held up to them pretty good. But a big part of that was also the quarterback and receivers being able to get the ball out on time and make some yards after the catch. And what Rob did, James White did, Danny, Julian. So it was a good team effort in a passing game. But offensive line had a big challenge there. I don't know how many times they threw the ball, but it was most all of them. I know that. So. They pass blocked well.
Bill, you always talk about how difficult it is to win in this league. Before you start thinking about either Denver or Pittsburgh, can you just reflect on how hard or special it is to go to five straight AFC Championship games?
Yeah, it's, again, a real credit to the players. I think that's number one. Those guys, we demand a lot out of them. It's a hard place to play. It's from the first day of spring OTAs all the way through training camp, all the way through, meetings. We are over 100 practices now. this year. That doesn't count the walkthroughs and the meetings and everything else. Those are just the actual practices. So, you know, it's definitely a grind. And, you know, but they come in here, like this group, and I've said this the last couple of years too, these guys come in here every day. Their pencils are sharpened. They're sitting right there in those seats. They're ready to go. They're attentive. They want to learn. They want to know how to get better. They want to compete. And they just do that on a daily basis. And, you know, that's been week after week and year after year. So it's really a great credit to those guys. We've got some great, you know, great competitors on our teams. You know, obviously Brady and, you know, Edelman and Gronkowski and, you know, Vollmer and, you know, Chung, McCourty, Hightower, Collins, you know, Chandler, those guys on the other side of the ball too. Steve Goskowski. I mean, those guys, you just can't. You know, you just can't say enough about them. Ninkovich, I mean, just go right down the line. So the credit goes to them. You know, it's a tough league. It's tough to go out and play good every week, especially when, you know, you got a target. You know, everybody's, you know, trying to knock us off, as they should be. And, you know, we just got to stand up and compete every week. But, you know, players do a great job here. They really do. Really, I'm really fortunate to have that group. And assistant coaches, you know, can't say enough great things. Thought Josh, you know, and the offensive staff did a tremendous job this week. Game planning, play calling. Josh was, you know, magnificent. I thought he really had everything dialed in. Pretty much everything he called, it came out about the way we thought it would. And, you know, as we were breaking the huddle, we could already see that, you know, we had what we wanted, and Tom and the offense executed it perfectly. So the staff did a really good job, as they usually do. And so, yeah, I mean, look, these guys work hard here. The coaches work hard. The players work hard. It's very gratifying to see those kind of results pay off for all the hard work. That's what we do. It's what we're here for. It's the win.
All right, Coach. How important that as soon as Kansas City got the ball in the second half, you guys forced a fumble and then turned that into six and six plays. How important?
Huge. Yeah, huge play. You know, getting the ball out there probably would have been a first down. Looked like, you know, or short yardage, either one, but looked like it would have been a first down. The ball came out. You know, it was a big turnover for us. And like you said, to be able to convert that, I mean, because they score there, that makes it a, I don't know, one or tie game, whatever, you know, if they go for two, one, whatever it is. So, you know, that's a big swing there. Even if they get the field goal, it's down to a one-score game. So, you know, it was a big play. We really, you know, thought we'd have some opportunities to get the ball out. And, you know, we didn't get as many as we thought we'd be able to get. But that was a big one for us. And then, as you said, being able to convert it. I thought our, you know, complimentary football was, you know, was good today. We, you know, we got the big punt return from Danny, and that set up a field goal. The turnover turned that into a touchdown. So, you know, those good team, complimentary football there in all three units.
Bill, Julian wasn't the only new addition from the injury list to the lineup, but
well, he hasn't played in 8 weeks.
Right, it's been a while. So,
yeah,
but his. The offense seems to be different when he's there. He's obviously more efficient. He's had a great couple of years here. What's he add specifically to this offense when he's out there?
Oh, Julian's a good player. I mean, he's a good route runner, and he's good after the catch. I mean, he's a strong runner after the catch to make yards on his own. But, you know, the more of those guys you have out there, the harder it is to defend. We got plays out of, you know, James White, Danny, Julian, Rob, LaFell, Keyshawn. I mean, they all made big plays for us. So, you know, the more playmakers you got there out there on the field, and Tom knows what to do with them. He can find those matchups. You know, that's what we need to do, and, you know, have that in sync with our line, our communication, and making sure we're in the right play when, you know, they give us a different look, or being able to handle the pressure like we did, like I said, in the first drive there. I thought that was obviously a big drive for us for a lot of reasons. Number one, you know, gave us the lead. We had points. But number two, like I said, we handled those pressure situations, and then that certainly, you know, toned that down, you know, for quite a while after that. So, but, you know, it's great to have Julian back. It's great to have a lot of guys back that we had back today. So, you know, hopefully they'll all be out there again on Sunday.
Same lines. Today was the first time in several weeks that you had Julian and Rob and Sebastian Vollmer and kind of all the familiar faces back in there again. How difficult is it without game reps to get the offense performing at a high level when they haven't had the game reps, more or less.
All right. I mean, I don't know, Ben. It is what it is. It's the National Football League. So, look, every team's got an injury report. Kansas City had theirs. I'm sure some of their guys battled through it to be out there. We had guys battling through it to be out there or to be out there in practice. I mean, it's the National Football League. We had a lot of tough guys in this room on this team. Again, they come to work every day. Sometimes they're not able to practice or perform, but they're in there getting treatment. They're in there doing everything they can to get back out as soon as they can. And, you know, I think the guys that played today, you know, it's a real credit to them and, you know, our training staff as to that they were even back out there. So, and I'm sure we'll have, you know, some of those guys in the same boat this week. But I know they'll battle hard to be out there and give us everything they got.
Bill, I wanted to ask you about the passing of Ted Marchibroda. Obviously, you've spoken a number of times about him over the years, and just your reflections on him today.
Yeah, that's what appreciate it, Tom. Thank you. It's yeah, with a real heavy heart that I stand here. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Ted Marchibroda. You know, he gave me a great opportunity. I learned so much from him. A lot of X's and O's, but it really wasn't the X's and O's. It was a lot more about just being a football coach, being a professional coach, preparation, work ethic, dependability, you know, what goes into having a good football team. And, you know, every time I heard about the Kansas City Chiefs, which I had a tremendous year this year, I'm not taking anything away from them, but, you know, they started off 1-5 and then won whatever it is, 11 straight or whatever. That was us in 1975. That was my first year in the NFL, and we were 1-4. And won our next nine straight, whatever it was, and then lost to Pittsburgh, you know, in a probably a game similar to this, you know, driving down to take the lead and gave up an interception and run back for 95 yards for a touchdown. And so the game kind of got away from us. But it was that same kind of team. It was a young team that got off to a slow start, but we gained our confidence. And, you know, that taught me a great lesson in football of just, you know, keep working, keep fighting, you know, just one day at a time. Don't worry about the record at the end of the year. Just have a good day, have another good day, win this week, and then move on to next week. And that's what we did in 1975. Ted gave that team great leadership. They were like 2-14 the year before we got there or something like that. It was 2-12, how many games there were. They were terrible. But he gave the team great confidence, great leadership. Ted's one of the most positive people I've ever been around. I mean, he was always confident, you know, even if it was 4th and 17, you know, he was always sure we were going to, you know, make the play or do what we need to do. And he was such a great person for me. I lived with Ted. We stayed in the same hotel. I drove him to work every day, drove him home every day. We had our staff meetings in the car. We ate breakfast together. He was such a mentor, and I just can't say enough about Ted. I know everybody that's coached and worked with him probably has the same exact feelings. They all tell you the same story, you know, because that's what Ted was. So my sympathies to, you know, Ted's family, his two kids, and, you know, Hank, and just the whole, I know his grandchildren, and, you know, he's got a great family. He's a great father, great grandfather, and It's a sad day. It's a sad day.
Last question. Bill, how do you feel like your defense withstood some of the losses you incurred during the game injury-wise as you were trying to contain Alex Smith?
It was a battle. Yeah, it was a battle. We were, you know, shuffling them in there. We had some guys, and you know what, though? That's the way it is in the playoffs. Not uncommon. We've talked about that with our team. We had guys playing that, you know, honestly hadn't played a whole lot all year, or maybe they played a little bit, but then their role in this game changed. For whatever the circumstances were. And, you know, we'll look at the film, but, I think we definitely got some plays. I mean, Dakota gave us some plays rushing a passer, and looked like he was in part of that sack. Maybe, you know, Smith tripped over Fisher or whatever it was. Darius Fleming came in there, was calling signals, linebackers. So, we had, just rotating guys through. Siliga, has had a tough couple of weeks, you know, came back and gave us, you know, quite a few snaps in there as well. So, yep, that's what it is. Guys got to step up at this time of year, and maybe their roles change in the kicking game or on offense or defense, whatever it happens to be. But having everybody ready to go, bringing a guy up off the practice squad for a game at this time of year, whether it be at the end of the season or in the playoffs, I mean, again, that's not uncommon. You know, we've had, you know, a lot of guys, from the Sterling Moores to the Malcolm Butlers to Ray Ventrone in the Super Bowl, going down there and, you know, being active for two games all year you know, making a big tackle in the Super Bowl. So that's, I think we've, you know, everybody on the team is, they've heard that message, and we just all got to be ready. And I think they all were today. You know, I think everybody was ready to go. I'm not saying we played perfect. We didn't coach great either, but, you know, we found enough to get it done against a good team. So we're proud of that.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, great. Thank you.